rested her cheek on the dust beneath it, and wandered back into sleep. When she heard the voices, she thought at first she was dreaming. Silvery, elven voices, much like Ardheel's, wove an intricate pattern of sound. She lay, blinking in the darkness, and listened. After a moment, she realized that the darkness was no longer complete. She could see, dimly, a gnarled root a few inches from her nose. Remembering the hard barrier above her head, she turned cautiously to the side and tried to look up. Tiny flickers of dim light seeped through whatever held her down. The voices kept talking or singing. It might not be a dream. She listened.
"Somewhere about here, if I heard the call rightly, Mother of Trees! The dusk draw digs must have fallen on them."
"So it must. Look how the trees are torn. But the firs would try to hold. No tree could hold against that."
Pox suddenly recognized a voice she knew. Giron. Rangers. A dim memory began to return. They must be dead.
A woman's voice. Tamar?
Yes, that was the name.
"I fear so." Giron again. "I fear so indeed. Yet we must search as we can. I would not leave their bones under these foul stones."
"If we can move them."
Another man. Plevis or Ansuli. Pox could not think which. He sounded weary or injured. His voice had no depth to it.
"Not you, Ansuli. You but watch, while Tamar and I search and move."
It occurred to Pox, as slowly as in a dream, that she should say something. She tried to call, and as in dreams, could make no sound. Her mouth was dry and caked with dust. She tried again and emitted a faint croak. She could hear the footsteps on nearby stone that sounded louder than her attempt. Once again, a louder croak, but no human sound. Then the dust caught her nose again and she sneezed. Boots scraped on rock.
"Feyre, are you alive? Poxenarian?"
The sounds came nearer. Pox tried again.
"And here. Down here."
It was not loud, but the ranger's hearing was keen. She heard a scraping and swishing sound very close. More light scattered down from above.
"Under this tree?" asked Giron, overhead somewhere. "Who is there?"
"Pox," she managed. "Down here."
"Where's Feyre? Is he alive?"
"I don't know."
But as she said it, she realized what the sack of meal weighing down her right arm must be. She tried to sense from that arm whether he breathed, but could not. The arm was numb.
"I think he's under this, too."
"Can you move, Poxenarian?"
That was Tamar, now also overhead.
"No, not much. I can turn my head."
She tried to unfold the arm, cramped under her without success.
"Wait then, and don't fear. We'll free you."
"What is it that's holding me down?"
There was a brief silence. Then,
"Don't worry about it. We'll free you. It will take some time."
In fact, it seemed to take forever. The sky was darkening again when Tamar was able to clamber down cautiously and touch Pox, passing a flask of water to her lips. Then she planted one foot in front of Pox's nose and went back to work. By the sound of saw and knife, Pox knew that much of the weight and pressure came from a tree, or many trees. Gradually, a wider space cleared before her. She could look down her body now and see Tamar trimming limbs away from her hip.